Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy. So welcome, ones and ones, to another episode of Unscripted. Mm-hmm. I am your host, Coffee. And then what do you got? Ask me like, so who are you? I said, I'm Coffee. I have nothing else to do. The male Coffee, not the one who did have the situation, the pregnancy scare. What is not that one? Then.
Might have been a scare.
Wait, they thought she was
nice,
pregnant.
Nice.
Rumor had it she was pregnant.
Who thought? Who's they?
The internet. Actually, one person on Twitter. I tell you what Twitter powerful. Oh, one person on Twitter posted and said, here's a Coffee pregnant. That the female Coffee. And it just spread like wildfire. Poor girl never have nothing to do with none of that.
No, but even if she... Even if...
So that's it. Me and the male Coffee. The end. And across from me, international reggae dancer and superstar Craig T. O.K. And sitting to my right is the most famous person on this show.
Yeah.
The girl them sugar pan.
How that work?
Yeah, man.
The one who the youth them love to hate, aka Savage.
Savage.
What kind of Minto? What's Minto? Marvin or Melvin?
Milton Minto.
hey, the man have some character. Milton Minto himself. Yo, brother. Yeah, you them loving the world famous and well acclaimed. Distinguished Rodney Campbell.
I'm gonna start looking for some comments then.
Yeah, my brother. So I
comments are what on the show or on the
know why
on the social. So actually on the social media platforms we actually have a video that now has over 140,000 views.
That's the food TikTok. One.
No. Actually it was one of the game ones. I think it's the finished lyric video. The lyric video had like 140,000 views on TikTok.
Didn't the food one go well?
It did well. I think that's 90-something thousand, 100-something thousand as well. So, I mean, a couple platforms, we go viral. We do something.
So, we need probably to make two more of them.
Yeah, man.
You see these three red cup? Hold on.
Three red cup.
Wait, bang, bang, bang. Let me name again. Bang, bang, bang.
Buzzer.
Yo, buzzer, man.
Bang, bang, bang.
Buzzer, this is a buzzer.
No, the view of them, they know.
Where are start?
The view of them, they know.
Hey, if you left well, we're
going to talk things.
The view of them, know bang.
Where you want to go on the three red cup? Where you want to go on the three red cup?
We need three red cup. When we finish, no, three empty.
Gamble, gamble.
You need to be specific.
Yeah.
All right, Monty. We can run a gamble session. Can eat the food. And collectively, we are unscripted.
Yeah, so, yeah. Clearly.
We're here to discuss the topic. Mm. But before that, I normally like, do like a temp check. You know, just make sure the man named Gucci. Make sure he have a lovely weekend.
Hey,
girl, I love Craig too.
I don't want him to get too
excited.
Massa. Them say the size of him foot show, promise.
Yes.
No, man, they wouldn't have left it at promise, man.
Debunk the whole thing, never done.
Bro.
Debunk.
You're becoming coffee fired, you know. You need for your boundaries, man.
No, let me tell you what, man.
Draw the line.
No, is the cup. Is alcohol, I'm going to blame it on this.
Is the cup.
Is the cup, because
gotcha.
I never mean it.
The substance. The substance can cause all type of odd behaviors. Let's just leave
it. No, but I would this.
No, we're not odd.
Did he just do that?
Yeah. No, we never look.
Ja. Not shaking this. After no cricket, I don't know four runs.
Yo.
You know, so we'll talk about that because that got a lot of political attention lately.
Darren never behave himself yet, you know.
No, man.
But I don't think he did anything wrong, if I'm honest.
No. I never said that.
Man, they're bad. It was bad.
Yeah, and a song is a song is a song. Like,
simple.
It's a classic song.
Simple.
For generations.
And I would hear this.
Funny enough,
there are people around the world who we say that song offends. And them literally played like 45 times and burn out others in them same group over the next side of the road.
You see that?
And the baddest thing.
I wouldn't know. Yeah,
protest against Bojo. And I said, you don't know why Bojo come perform because you don't say auntie, my crew, man. Yeah, I said, them man over this and them. They might use it as war.
It's interesting every time I scar, but you know, the music I will put it out and I do what I do.
Right.
So it's just interesting to see what I do.
But isn't it great? Yeah. How long this song do?
2007.
Actually,
I think I won.
No,
it's
before that.
No, man, long before,
bro. Man. This song is about
2001.
21 year old.
But it voice, I think, about 99, you know.
So it voice 99.
Yeah, this song is about 21 years old.
It takes a while for us. For those who don't know, because them nowadays, you them believe say, you record a song and put it out and the world hear it tomorrow. There was no social media back then. So back then,
we'd have to walk with the 45 of them. Walk with the 45 of them.
Yeah, we'd have two boxes.
Walk with the violin.
And carry it down.
Carry it down.
So you're going to see? Craig is just reaching on the business. The man said, walk with vinyl.
45. You know the last time I pressed 45?
Well, it wasn't a record.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
I didn't know what doing a bull speed neither. Aye.
Oh, and that's it.
It wasn't a record. No.
We can ease into this next topic here. Mm.
So 45.
Can I ask you to lead us in the, I mean, it was your video, it was your
concert. Yeah, but when you
we can show it.
Hopefully the editing can give them a quick synopsis and them a show a video. And based on that situation, we had a discussion about
whether or not
baby mama drama / baby daddy drama /
we could not call it baby mama drama, you know? Because the drama we're looking at is between a man and a couple. Where a woman is able to decide, say, hear what happened. She believes that because she and the man together, that the mother of his children, who him now worried and now rolled down a hill with, must be treated like the enemy, treated like the leper, because respect due to this relationship. And me I say, and this is on the premise of a video that came out, I'm sure a lot of people have seen it.
Why did you allow your ex to come into this house while I was away?
What are you talking about, baby? You already know she had to drop off the kids and then she had to use the washroom. So I made her come inside the house to use the washroom. What's the problem?
The problem is that's uncomfortable. You need to learn how to set boundaries. Why would she
come
in the
house? Set boundaries? What are you talking about? We have set boundaries. She has to come in and bring the kids, drop the kids off. When she came in, drop the kids off, she said, can I use the washroom? What do you want me to do? Tell her no? Why?
No.
Why? Grow up. Why?
No. Why did she have to come in the house to drop the kids off?
Because you go
to
the car. She needed to use the washroom.
No. You go to the car and pick up the kids. You don't let another woman
go to the car and pick up the kids for what? First of all, what are you talking about? My house. This is our house. And at the end of the day, relax. She wanted to come inside, use the washroom, and then she went about her business. That's
she could have used the bathroom at Tim Hortons or Wendy's. We literally live across the street.
She used the washroom in here. And then what? What's the problem?
And then what? You crossed lines. Okay. That's disrespectful. Right. And that should have never happened.
No, you need to figure it out, though. You guys need to figure out your little relationship here. Get it together.
She's
the mother of my children. She's going to be around. Figure it out. Get it together. You're bigger than this. Stop acting like that.
You're disrespectful. Okay. That should have never happened.
The next time she comes here and she wants to use the washroom, she's going to use the washroom.
Learn to set boundaries. You're an adult.
All right. We'll see what's what.
And me, I said, I don't understand this. Good. And I think the first thing that came to me was, what message do you send to your children? If their mother want to use the bathroom, hey, and you right. say, hey, hey.
I carry a bucket going there. I say, well, you no,
not, I don't even that part there. You stop her at the door and say, hey, hey.
Go back to your car.
Another kind of something there. You don't live here.
Go back to your car. I need to meet you at your car door.
Yeah, children, come in. Yeah. Tell mom bye. Yeah. How it work?
It don't work. It don't make sense, man. It don't make sense. But just for today's conversation. Yeah. Let me play the devil's advocate.
No,
you know what I want.
Nobody don't want to play God's advocate. I want everybody always to play the devil's advocate.
Yeah, nobody not cheer for him. Everybody cheer for God.
Exactly.
In need a supporter.
So me not cheer for him, but
yeah, once in a blue moon, we try view from him first.
But what I will say is, there. What about the mischievous baby mother? What about that baby mother now? What? Just want an excuse for coming in and search up your bathroom.
I leave here.
And you know, so she's still. What about that baby mother? What just want an inch?
Take a bite. She want an inch. She want to take some inches.
Or a few inches.
What about a mile
or a few miles?
As you say,
you know.
Yeah.
You see, because you know, I suspect that the way you're supposed to structure things will avoid those things. Not that they don't mean it always, but if you and her don't have no problem, and that is the argument, the crux of the argument, you know. The wife believes, because, oh, no, there again. Automatically, there must be enemies.
You watch that show that what just come out for the sinners. You watch that show.
You know, we start watching it and we realize it have one little horror settings. And we just say,
you never bother,
bro.
No, but what me says, you know, for invite Bumbleclad vampire, you know.
Old vampire. Yeah.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Wrong reference.
They might not know that one. Supposes a vampire. So and if you watch a show, you will see say the vampire them try everything for trick you.
They will snatch your soul.
Them try every little style for trick you for you let them in.
Yeah.
Cause them just want to come in. Them know what they're gonna do when them come in, but you don't know.
Bro.
And they might take advantage of the fact
that the serpent don't come as a snake, you know.
They're not that.
They come in at the farm of.
So that's what I say when I
Pepsi.
When I play the advocate. What about our cream
soda? What about
that scenario? No,
I mean,
when wolf in sheep clothes.
All right, let us say that is the case.
Mm-hmm.
Let us say, is it that the wife is aware? But if the wife is aware, then she probably give you a little guidance. But at the same time, if the request is to come in and use the bathroom, you remember, I know, she didn't stop by and say, oh, I stopped by, we need to use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And that's something then.
She come to carry
the children. If she want to use the bathroom, she could have been straight out of hell. You have to ask yourself. Because maybe she just tell them children, you know. Oh, come on, go in. Yeah, plus, believe you, use the bathroom. Or you work it out at that point.
We don't know.
You just turn and say to them, hey, remember your mother, Jezebel, you know? So, she go to the bathroom, go to the mall.
I don't know how it works.
I mean,
it can work. So
hear the thing. And so for me, and if you look on the comment, when they send it to the group, if you look on my comment, I say, yo, this is foreign to me. I've never had these issues. Like, both of my children's mothers will get together and plan events. They will cooperate. You know what I mean? They bring the youth them together sometime independent of my presence.
No, but you don't have a,
you understand
you don't have a choice.
However,
right.
when I think
and
about
so, and so we're growing up. And sorry, and so Jamaica growing up.
No.
Jamaica growing up, I think I said, yo, that you have got to stay round this, you know, as mystery. Who round this, a mystery.
Yeah. Yeah, but
when you know about that something, there, brother.
So,
but everybody have to live.
But that's a part of the.
The question is, and this is what happened, and this is what we really have to address, is who is really, you know, some care focus when this bongo clap man are creep.
People, no, people.
He's trying to get into the room and he's going to creep on and the care.
No, that's not the best part. We need people to understand, say, and every man know of get away with things. It's clear, sir.
Yeah,
him never know that something.
Yeah, no. He will get caged.
He never been Joe.
No, never.
No,
never. So, no, but what may I say is what it really come down to, you know, is whose house is it?
Mm.
I really have to come down to it. Who is really in control, in charge of the house?
You remember that, in that video? You remember in the video?
Because
she said, you bring this woman. For sure, the disrespect, you know.
True.
She dropped the man, the mother of the man's children, all the way to this woman.
This woman.
In my house, and the man said, hey, hold on. We are talking about
your house.
Our house.
Right.
And if she want to use the bathroom, and you realize within yourself, sir, you see the wicked they are talking about, the wicked will be out the door. I drive down the road and I say,
watch out, I bet for them I go away.
Because she know the next woman stay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, she will also be in there saying, yeah man, you think you can come on my yard, but boy, you want to use bathroom. it smacks of, and remember the children are not her children.
That is
the crux of it. The children belong to the man
and the other woman.
The mother and the other woman. And she's trying to sell insecurity and, to me, a core disrespect for the man. Children.
Yeah.
To me, she can't represent somebody who should hold the order of being mother to these children. If she feels it,
so
she style them with it.
I remember once, right? How to tell the story without putting my business on it. Anyway, I remember once I was
say one of your friends.
Oh, I remember once one of my friends.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. A virgin.
Yeah. One of them was.
Yeah. He was in his bedroom with his wife. Right? And him here, him ex wife in a living room. And I can come out and I say, what going on? Nothing, like she was there with the youth. You know, them have a child together, him and the ex. And she was there with the youth.
She come visit.
Yeah, she come visit the youth. And I never like it. Because you don't have the right to come to my place unannounced anymore.
Right.
And you too young to feel like you can open my grill and let in anybody, regardless who it is. But me not going to pressure the youth, can't understand. You know, so you would tell me mother the grill.
I should have manipulated that situation.
In my opinion. Right? Yeah. According to her, that's not how it did go. But in my opinion, you're manipulating a situation, and I'm like, there are people that's not
manipulating a situation, though. That's blatant. That's blatant disrespect.
In her defense, I honestly don't believe that she was purposely trying to disrespect the situation.
She was just that unaware. She's just that oblivious to the fact.
There are she has,
oh yeah,
have interpreted.
Yeah. No, there are those, you know.
Right, there are those that don't see those boundaries, you know.
Cause right? She knows she don't want the man no more, and
I don't even know if it's possibly.
She probably separated herself and said,
I don't know what it is, but yeah. there are people that don't see those boundaries.
Yeah.
So the thing is, it's almost like you kind of put in an awkward situation where you have to set them for them.
Well, I can play a part of this, you know, and say to you, I ended up last minute choosing pizza. And somewhere in there, I knew I was going to make a journey that was going to literally pass close by.
I'm
going to reach outside, I'm going to make a phone call. I'm going to say, you want to have pizza? Oh, yeah, man. I'm say, I have a comfy, though. Calm up on a move. No, I mean, in the middle of SBA and rear. I said, I'm going to go. And while walking in, I call. Make the next call now. I don't know if you're here or jump up and carry on, but me outside the pizza. What? You carry pizza for me? No, I carry pizza for her. Well, carry come. And I've no fear in him. At the time, the man who was trying sit down on the veranda. And before I even leave, him take away for himself. And his story was him done with this because he could see that this relationship is so me not know where him at about, you know.
You may understand, man.
But him say him see this comfort. I mean, I said, well,
man. So
I showed up unexpectedly, you know.
Right.
Which would have make him probably wonder, oh, when that was not my intention. But him don't see anybody coming to say, so what you doing here? And the man take for himself.
So the fact that there was no boundaries set, the man feel away. And that is something I wanted to get into next, because what we started out first was the conversation.
You never violate a boundary though.
No, you didn't. Yeah, but you jumped the gun.
We communicate, which eliminate disrespecting boundaries.
But that man could see that as a boundary being violated.
The man weak! What am I for?
Straight. Shiver down.
What we dealt upon first was the argument between the man and the woman was basically manipulation versus insecurity. So the woman at pre say, yo, the baby mother manipulate the baby father. And that's why she say, yo, why you did that? Make sure you use the bathroom somewhere else. Like, you're a fool. No, make sure you play here. And the Gia say, yo, you're just insecure and act like a punk. You know what I mean? The reality is, the woman who is the bathroom, I'm going to send her away.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And that was the argument from get-go.
But she never have the grounds to build the manipulation argument.
Right, because she wasn't even here.
It's all about...
She said, play out. She is saying,
but really,
I was not here, and you make some woman. And the man said,
if you have two strong people, you know.
Yeah.
You can't, the manipulator can't really get no leeway for do anything.
Right.
So you can come in and use the bathroom. If you want to search, go and go search.
But you know,
if you want to live naked on the floor, it's so mean. No, but you know, step over here like you don't exist.
But you know, saying a real life scenario, because they create scenarios. We right. know that. They create scenarios. But if in a real life scenario, if I'm averaging that, I'm going to have the hard feelings to thump him in the face.
Right.
Because I have to say to him straight, you call me, tell me, say this go on. You know, say you want punk. I step in my face, I'll six that. Why?
I say violin?
No, brother. Yeah. You're married to a woman. We're willing to accept disrespect to your children. She said, you fi go for your children out of care.
Fuck her.
Oh, you fi have, she bring picnic, come and do her with.
Yeah.
What you say?
Yeah. True. But I appreciate the way.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
I said to you, the fact that you would have taken on somebody in a serious way who see your children
the first
worthy of divided.
But when the woman say, when she say you let the woman into my house,
you see what I go on?
Me see the direction. I say, you know what, you're a witch, pa? Let me show you a weird scenario.
One of your friend?
It's actually one of my friends this time.
Okay. It don't matter.
It's not me like the last time.
Yeah.
One of my friend this time. So.
After me tell the man, say, try it as
people. Come on, listen to me about it. Me and Bridget, see it? And
Dean.
Hey. Me and Bridget. Who will that be named? Not Dean. Me and Bridget, see it?
Yeah.
Him have a girlfriend, very close, have a youth together and everything. So, me, by extension, close with his girlfriend too. Right? Not like that. Mm-hmm. Obviously. Not like that. Friend, right?
Yeah, man, I'm a friend too.
She did work in a establishment that we had a lot of business transactions with. So, Mr. Always run ideas past her, run proposals by her, deliver checks that I had to carry to the company. I used to carry them to the house, whatever. Because it was my brother like that, close. Right? Me and him close. It so happened, I know that like, we grew the youth as my nephew and everything. So, after a while, them separate.
Oh, Jaja.
But, me and the company, still good.
Yeah.
So, because of that, no, I mean, and she's still good, so still under the same checks thing. There are times where to go through some of the red tape, me have to link she directly. I should say, yeah, man, just no problem, just come drop it off or whatever. It turns out that me and her mother end up being very close. See?
Mm-hmm.
The mother owned the house, the parents owned the house, mother, mm-hmm. father, me and the father go too. Eh? She end up having a new youth. So, I call her one evening and I say, oh, you know, I have a check more, whatever. She said, yeah, man, just drop it off. I say, all right, cool, I drop it off tomorrow morning before I drop the youth in my school. After I drop the youth in my school. Drop my youth in my school. I drive in at the driveway, you know, the house. I just drive in at the driveway and I come out of the car.
Like you're normal, you know?
Yeah. Cars, like, you know, I did it when the house I built, you know. Come out of the car. Since you sit on the veranda. So, like, him. Like him scrunch up in face a little bit and like, you know, tilt your head like,
who you?
But of course, no. Me's not the best person to do those things with, you know.
No? Plus, you don't respond to him neither.
No, because, but no, wait, let me explain.
Why not?
No, let me explain. Because, me know the mother, me know the girl.
So that mean?
Well.
Yeah.
Me never hear about Bumbleclad you yet. So that who mean, the fuck are you?
So that mean, boy, we get boxed up.
Some look on me like, how are you? And me look on him like, who the fuck are you? And we had up on the veranda like you're a bad man. I'm going to pass him. I'm going to the house.
You never give one of them style of
Nobody said to me. That. I know the owners of the property. Nobody said to me, somebody is here and somebody was
you should
there.
Acknowledge this first.
Nobody said that. So, to me, it means a trespasser to me.
You're there about
but
your
but because he's comfortable, me not treat him as a assailant. Because he's not comfortable. So I say, all right, maybe I'm come visit them. So I'm not really pre him.
Somebody's straight
up. I'm carrying him, I'm going to give my hand out a check or whatever. I'm going to go for my mother. I'm going to talk for 5 minutes and I'm going to come back or whatever. Leave. And it's after I drive off, I say, I wonder if he's a boyfriend that. He never even click to me. Because. No, but they never mention you. So.
All when him get men.
So, you never mention him.
All when him had a boyfriend. You see a man a walk a coming to the yard. Comfortably stepping in.
What is the face for?
That's the next thing.
Because whoever this man is,
must have a reason.
Unless you hear somebody in the start, because he's welcome.
But the next thing is, you must know within yourself that you're relatively new to. You know, wait till you see the lay of the land before you have
a question. Was this a black man?
Yes, a black man.
And him not 6'3".
And him never, it doesn't even matter. And him never
give up. No, get up, you know what? Craig walk in there with bass. And him sit down there with a falsetto. And him say,
me don't know.
Yeah, man, same thing. You see Craig walk up and say,
That out of my scope, man.
Who the man, man?
That out of my scope.
Yeah, no, but what it really is, you know, but what I'm trying to illustrate is the part that people don't normally see, which is the responsibility of the woman to ensure that respect is shown to who it should be shown to.
But that's where I was going with it.
So in that scenario, watch this. Tell me who respect you to.
No, actually.
I'm gonna
be honest with you as a
friend. The woman who carry the children and the woman who...
Oh.
When they respect you, should she have decided she not use the bathroom there? Might use it somewhere else. Or the respect for the next woman.
No, bathroom only.
And likewise, your situation is a simple thing. Because across, no matter which country you go, if you live right, just say, don't go to Africa. And you walk on the street and say, a black man, if you come, sir, where am I going?
None.
All right, there's a universal eel, a universal symbol of respect, aka I come in peace. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, when you forward, and you see this man a bed up in face, it was your responsibility.
No, I think I did. Blessings, General. I'm sure I did. Yeah, okay. Man, I'm not going to do that.
No, Craig, you have.
No, man, I won't do that.
At this point, I say, yo, if
Craig, you just walk past me,
you're
disrespectful.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Craig, you and coffee different.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Craig wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't.
You emotionally challenge. You understand? Craig, now do that.
Yeah, the disrespect. I know what's funny.
No, I won't do that.
It's not emotionally challenged, sir. It's intellectually.
I never want to say you're mentally challenged, no, God. That's between us.
Challenge.
That we know.
Yeah, nobody try to limit my challenges to emotion. You're bright out there. Oh, man.
Yeah, you're multi-challenge.
Yeah.
Big up your
challenge. All over the place.
School's challenge.
Sidebar the conversation.
You know what I mean? Have a milk company named Challenge out here.
No, you remember. Challenge? Yeah,
you know them.
They have a place right there. Sandy got a
bridge. Who
but the plaza the name.
Yeah,
the tracks are
recorded.
Marketplace.
The whole of that was
challenge.
Was challenge.
Yeah, challenge.
Yeah.
Dairy. Yeah, milk.
Yeah, Jamaica, hear this? Your history lesson is brought to you by Randy. There was a milk place.
Yeah, name Challenge. We
grown.
Yeah.
We still are grown.
We remember when Caribbean, we used to go Caribbean, it was one dairy.
Yeah. Yo. And when a cigarette box in the pan, it up craves
me. Who used to go to Regal Theater?
And it's
I've been to
yeah.
it.
What I want to name an Odeon. Odeon. But I go like some of that thing, you know. I want to.
Bro, I'm sorry, I didn't go to Odeon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, State.
No. I will style you right now and tell you. Classes. I make no apology.
I never
went to Odeon.
Go to State.
Yo. We remember.
I only went to State for Jesus of Nazareth. That was it.
Remember Martini. Remember Martini?
Yeah, man.
Martini.
Yeah, we was the T4 State. Bro, we was the T4 that school. I go watch Three Kickers of Riga.
Yeah!
Yeah, I go watch Carter and Alexander Fusheng.
All right,
you see, Kwana. Yeah, what a schooler, man.
Minnesota, all. Go easy.
Silver Fox, I didn't know.
Yeah.
But that's it. Sidebar, we can ease back into this conversation. But
why did you stop making cuts? Sorry.
They messed up.
No, no, no.
They messed up. They're just not as popular in our market. No,
they're spoiling kickers now.
Our market really imports. We import certain things at a time. So what can I do? It was kickers. No, our market import the African drama them.
Yeah.
More so than the kicker. But the kickers them still exist, trust me.
Nice.
If you have like any of them movie sites there where you can download movies or watch or stream movies, the karate movie them did a bad man. What? Bad.
The long time karate.
The new one them tough. You know, you need to check out the Indian movie then.
Yeah, no, them never.
Yeah, see. I'm gonna say a man run on a rooftop and jump on a plane.
The new karate movies you're talking about.
Indian movie then, dog.
The new karate movies you're talking about. The mouth and the words.
No, sir.
Match?
No, sir. We not play that.
Oh, can the mouth and the words match? And the kickers, that.
Yeah, man.
You're off your
hombre.
You kill my
boy.
Yeah. So.
I know you. Jailing.
ever see the man?
Master.
Marley's was something missing in translation. Because the dad look on the dad and say, "You want to fight me?" And the dog look on him and go, "No."
I'm not seeing a reason why China man find a thing. I said, "Damn you, all that jockey."
Damn you.
That's some American stuff.
Damn you.
White people, American stuff, dude.
Damn you.
Yeah.
And again, go and tell the people, for those who are watching, but no, this was something serious. But we're not going to stay on a serious topic all the time. Matter of fact, our next serious topic that we can address is the topic of ideas evolution. Because we are in the beautiful studios of Ideas Evolution. The white floor. Oh, Jaja. Floor white!
Point.
Except right this
one. Point.
Right.
Yeah, we saw drop the QR code right here.
Yeah.
Right here. You know what's hilarious? Because I'll know if you see what the QR code look like. You see what the QR code look like?
Yeah? Bro.
Not judging
them. I want to tell you, say, point on the wall. On the spot. This is the sign. For ideas, evolution.
It's an idea.
I just want you to know, this is an idea.
That's an idea?
No, this is evolution.
Has it evolved?
It's an idea.
Okay.
Has it evolved?
I don't know. Ask Belly. Belly. Ping, ping. Yeah. That guy's got Belly.
Your belly is crazy.
Belly, no belly ring the bell.
Belly is crazy.
Belly. Okay. Wait.
Remember, you know what that means?
Hold on, put it in my pocket.
And me go last scratch me.
Oh, hold on, so what that mean? When
you're supposed to put it in your pocket.
That's where I go?
Yeah. Oh, that's it?
Yeah, when you're having a scratch.
Yeah, man, that time me do sandals.
That's why you get the money and it go. You must put it in your pocket so you keep it.
Okay.
And you know, this whole time, I just didn't get me in the need to wash your hands, right? We never have a clue.
Let me tell you something. Retarded might be a word that is offensive to a lot of people.
Except.
But he's.
All this time, we just assume this means you need to wash your hands. Right? That's probably bacteria. And then you're going to put it in your pocket now. Right? Good luck. Good luck.
Bro, let me tell you something. Like your face. Just like your face, your brain needs to just turn the other way, Ross. May I tell you?
First of all,
hey!
Don't.
Please don't.
Burn it off.
Me no want to explain.
No man, if you think you're great today, try burn it off.
I said what I said. Yo,
burn it off.
As a matter of fact, we're not gonna continue the episode. Close the words. No.
Hot party, who bounces
so, out? So we discuss a few things.
Yeah.
We discuss manipulation, especially when it comes to...
And insecurity.
Manipulation versus insecurity, because yeah. I think that's what we say a lot of times in those relationships where one ex or lingering partner or whatever the person, whatever you want brand them as, they definitely will try to manipulate the situation. I've seen situations where women try to tell us, "Oh, you're not seeing you unless you're under these specific circumstances," and the man them have to bend to that. And vice versa, the man them go through some things some more time. Oh, you're not getting the money unless. You know what I mean? Yeah, meet them thing. And I think that's where the insecurities come in too, whereby a man might know, say, yo, because he would probably play a situation a particular way, he's now going to project that on the relationship that he's seeing. You know what I mean? So the woman now would be in a space where she'll say, yo, why you even think this? Like, me and my baby father done for sure, but the money I appreciate, if you were my baby mother, would I play you and make sure someone get you? So I think that's where the insecurities creep in and
yeah.
It muddies the water on every level. Having looked at this now and sharing our own personal experiences, what can be the words of advice that we will give to the young youth now who they are looking on, some of them are going through these very same situations, because this sketch that we just showed wasn't, I never somebody dream it up. I'm sure it's something that they've seen happen time and again.
It exists like
since time immemorial.
What I would say is, it's tricky, you know. I believe that you should always test and retest and overtest who you have selected as a potential partner. Yeah? Just put them through the ringers, because at the end of the day,
people change.
Yeah, yes, they do. But I mean, you have to understand, so you are a valuable part of the relationship as well. So you can't just be giving away your thing, them, and your self for something that is not proven, at least to some extent. That being said, accidents happen, and not to call it children accidents, but there are situations
bad choices.
And I mean accidents too that happen that lead to, you know, good things. Mm. Yeah. So, but it's like you have that's one, and two, there are many women out there that just unfortunately for them don't possess the ability to respect restrictions or boundaries. And there are times when you set certain boundaries for yourself and then just decide say them are gonna disrupt it for whatever the reason, and the only way it's almost like they put you in a situation where you have to choose between stepping out of yourself and becoming somebody completely different, becoming a monster, or kissing your teeth and saying, make sure you go on.
And oftentimes the best, my recommendation, I'm a love the way you package it. My recommendation is as best as possible, as much
kiss
as
your teeth, as best
kiss
as possible.
Kiss your teeth and make it go on.
Yeah, as best as possible. Unless it is undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't take anything that is going to carry you out of character and put you in situations, and your family as a result, in situations that...
Remember,
that situations that you might not be able to reverse. Then don't go down.
Mr. Cool, AKA.
A bad piece of shirt, that
I don't want to say the glasses.
It's yeah. Work.
The glasses, yeah, the way with that shirt.
Yeah. You watch it, man, you can go and beat it. Yeah. Tell him the story. So, what kind of advice would I give to the youths now?
Well, here we go. For those who don't reach parent stage yet, the advice is key. Always ask yourself, and this comes from we who sometimes have already made choices but we can't reverse. I don't want to call them accidents, because anything we did set out to do, the result we get out of it can be accidental. It might not have been the intentional result, but it was an accident that got me set out to get a result. Many times, ask yourself, if you get a daughter with this person, would you want your daughter to be her?
Mm-hmm.
And if you say to yourself, no, you know, maybe you might want to now stop and say, what are those reasons? Right? Because the sex great, you know, or it don't great. But if a child come, but if you already become a parent, leave out, ladies, I don't know exactly what I talk about, you know. That's something I name. Me, I don't care about his new relationship. And you do everything under the sun and call it in the name of your children. When all this is spiteful, only probably as man. And I've been there where I have made choices in the name of my children that I know was not aimed at my children. It was aimed at making sure that may I get even in a situation, I may have to step back one at a time and say, hold on. Here's the advice to the youths. Any situation where you feel like I'm gonna make you stop and say, Channel Star, and your youth feel away, or you could have feel away, or if me go through with this,
How many youth have I see this? You can't always think about it after. Got 9 times out of 10, it never just happened. It never just happened. Chilly there at the gate, you have a chance between the door to the gate to make a certain kind of choice. So maybe you might be the man who need to leave that child at the gate, open the gate and watch that child go at the door. Because you know if you walk go at the door and the door open, it's a different thing. Some of we as man violate too. You hear a woman, you take up a woman with children and she tell you some things and things and things about the man. She can't tell you anything. Oh, you come to stand upside her and see the man and forward with the mute and decide to disrespect a man. And you replace that.
And vice versa, women.
Well, yeah. But may I say, choices. And for those of us who, somewhere we are going like say, well, that's not me. Bro, I ain't talking to you. Fuck you. I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to those of us who live real life and real life situation. If you've done it before, change it. And before it happen, avoid it. It might not be perfect, but may I tell you, in the name of your children, make the best choices for them and not necessarily for each other. You know?
So well, for me, all I gotta do is underscore what the two wanna say.
Yes, it's a bad though.
So there is no, every choice comes with a consequence. You know what I mean? Every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You know what I mean? So you're not free from the, you're free from making any choice you want. And this is something because I have adolescent children. You're free from making a decision, but you're not free from the consequences. You understand? So for me, I generally try to preach condom use as much as possible. You know what I mean? If you're in a position where you can't do better, then I recommend you don't do nothing. But we know how the world works, so just understand it. If you take a chance and you fall and you fail, you have to face the consequences. And two, as parents, from the parent standpoint, you know, we really want them to understand, say, yo, the children don't just pay attention to the things we say to them. Matter of fact, most of the time, they don't pay attention to the things we say to them.
No matter what you do.
What they really pay attention to is the things that you do when you don't know that they're paying attention.
Right.
Because they want to know, is mommy a hypocrite? Is daddy a hypocrite? They might examine you to see how authentic you are.
Them go so I mean, talk some things.
Though. Yeah, man. Live the way you want to see your youth them grow up. Live the type of behaviors you want to see out of your youth them and you're not going to feel. That are my parting words. So until next
week, everybody. Or at least try.
Yeah, try. As best as possible.
Yeah.
So until next week, everybody. This has been another episode of Unscripted. You don't know. We love the support. We appreciate all of the love, the social media love, brother. We're viral and all kind of things. So
how the body now show me these things? I mean, I know we have stuff.
Have a cloud phone for look for yourself.
No, I'm not talking about like the numbers. And they must say, oh.
You're not data.
No,
listen.
No, I don't. No, I don't see the numbers.
We're gonna get that.
No, man.
We're gonna get that.
It keep dropping.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.